As a young football fan, Jake Olson dreamed that one day he would take the field for the team he loves, the University of Southern California Trojans. But after he lost his eyesight to cancer at the age of 12, that dream seemed impossible. Today, Olson is a first-year student at USC, and Gloria Hillard has his story.
Like most freshmen here, 18-year-old Jake Olson is learning to navigate his way around the large campus.
There you go, good boy.
So is his guide dog, Quebec, a smiling golden lab.
He's awesome. You know, we're a team, and we get to point A, point B, and he makes sure I go to class.
To class and football practice. On the field, a crunch of helmets and a flash of cardinal and gold jerseys. At 6'4", Olson's position is long snapper, the player who delivers the perfect spiral that is converted to a punt or field goal. Guards and tackles protect him. For now, he wears a yellow, no-contact jersey.
It's like a position where no one notices you until you mess up. Growing up, as a kid, watching USC dominate, those players were my heroes, and they were really people I looked up to and admired and strived to be.
But Olson's journey would be different than most young boys who have shared that dream. He lost his left eye to cancer when he was 10 months old. And then, at the age of 12, his family learned he would need another surgery to remove his right eye.
Just the fear of knowing you have 80 more years ahead of you without sight. That was scary to me.
Before losing his sight, Olson had one wish: to watch as much USC football as possible. Pete Carroll, then coach of the Trojans, heard about the young fan and invited him to attend practice.
Little did I know that he intended to bring me to pre-practice meetings and have me meet the team and eat dinner with the team and come to multiple practices and travel with the team.
It was that experience, he says, that inspired him to try out for his high school football team. He eventually earned a starting position as long snapper.
I played against him in high school.
Reed Budrovich, a backup punter for USC, says he never knew Jake couldn't see. He just remembered the tall snapper had a perfect aim.
It's almost humbling just thinking about how much he's gone through to get where he is today.
Before each play, a teammate leads Olson to the field. Today, Connor Sullivan takes him by the shoulders.
I'd walk him out to the line of scrimmage and make sure that his shoulders are lined up.
And he will just make sure that my feet are aligned straightly.
I'll get back in the stance 7 yards back. I'll say, hey, I'm ready.
And that's when I'll go grab the ball. And then it's just a simple set, and then I snap the ball. I just want to compete out there and play to my abilities, and if one day that's good enough to start, then so be it.
When he can deliver a game day snap.
That's going to be an incredible moment for me, for Jake, for everyone.
That's Olson's twin sister, Emma, who also attends USC.
I go to all the games. I've been to every single game, and I've just never seen him more joyful. It was amazing to see that smile on his face.
Olson says he's thought about whether he would be here today without the encouragement he received. He does know now it's his turn to inspire others who have gone through adversity, especially kids.
Just because something happens to you doesn't mean it should stop you. You know, it's important to keep fighting and just take hits and get back up.
Just before he lost his sight, a 12-year-old Jake Olson stood on these sidelines. Today, he takes his place on the field. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hiller.